Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's football season and you gotta keep up with the action. Listen in to Pushing the Pile, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network with Mike Renner, Kyle Long, and now me, JP Acosta, for smart analysis of everything between the lines. With four episodes a week, Sunday night recaps, film review, power tiers, and weekly previews, you will know ball. Stick with us until one team lifts the Lombardi. Follow and listen to Pushing the Pile on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's what's with you on a Monday morning. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. Hope you had a good weekend. Monday night football coming your way in 20 minutes. A breakdown. Washington, Kansas City. How are we going to bet this double-digit spread tonight? Case of the Mondays, Monday morning market moves, your usual segments. Monday Moons will be here as well. We'll talk some baseball, of course. Game 3 tonight, and Jason Lockett-Fora will be dropping by as well. Hey, Sam.
Want to bet?
Promote it as much as you want, buddy.
So, my case of the Mondays will involve not one, not two, but three dogs that Herb Street brought to campus. I can't wait.
I saw. See, now people are jumping on our thing. Like, now all of a sudden I'm seeing people do these rants about Herb Street and talk about the dog. All of the points that we've already made. I don't know how it made it into my algorithm. I don't know even know where he's working right now. But there was a whole Craig Carton rant about it, and it was literally everything that we said, just talking about the dog down the hallway and waking people up in the morning and doing this and how he moved on from, wait, what's this dog's name again? I lose track.
Which there's one? Petey. Now there's three of them.
There's three. Oh,
he brought three dogs to Vanderbilt. And see, they all had personalized lockers in the Commodore's locker room with tennis balls and treats. Oh, yeah, the whole nine.
Oh, so now people are, okay, it's too much. See, here's what happened. And I think this is the timeline. So there's a narrative out there that he moved on from the dog that died. And then the next day he went and got a new dog. That's not what happened. Right. But that's not what happened. Remember, he had two dogs at a time. So I think when he thinks one might be sick, he starts the transition period, like you move in the side piece or something. Like, that's kind of what he's doing with Herb Street. Am I wrong on that? It seems like he's moving on before it's completely over.
That's exactly how it feels. I don't want to waste a good surprise on you, though. I'd like to save this for Case of the Mondays because I do have some thoughts. I also thought yesterday, as Jonathan Taylor was scoring his third touchdown of the day, I thought, is he going to win the MVP? Because he is just tearing up this league right now. And I have this list right here. He had 12 rushes for 153 yards and two touchdowns. He also caught a touchdown, two catches, 21 yards, and a touchdown. And he has four games with three touchdowns, Jonathan Taylor, on the first place Colts that are probably going to win 12, 13 games, maybe get the one seed. He's minus 225 for offensive player of the year. Should we be talking about him for MVP at 20-1?
I wanted to talk about this too. received a text from our buddy Barry Rosner last night. Sends a ticket. He says, do I have a prayer on this, or will it just be a quarterback like always? It's Jonathan Taylor, 150-1 ticket.
Holy cow.
That's a Ros play for sure. I said, is he going to keep scoring three touchdowns every game? And then we got into it about last year, how Saquon was like, well, he's going to have to set a bunch of records, going to have to do something we probably haven't seen, kind of like Adrian Peterson. I believe that was 2012 when he ends up getting it. And he's like, yeah, and Saquon was set up to set the all-time record, and he didn't even get it last year. It wasn't really even a conversation. But my point was, yeah, but in your favor, what quarterback's running away with it? Right? We have a number of guys at the very top that are injured. You got Burrow out. You've got Lamar missing too much time. He missed, obviously, again yesterday, which we'll get into. He's out of it. A couple of the top names that were talked about all offseason, one of those great AFC quarterbacks, a couple of them. And, okay, Mahomes took over as the favorite. Josh Allen did nothing yesterday. They didn't need him to do anything, but he didn't perform great. If you start looking at the numbers, like, people won't look at, oh, well, his team blew it out. No, they're going to look at the stats. It's going to be very difficult for him to go back to back. Like, we start checking off names, and the one that stands there right now is Mahomes. He's the big one. Lately, we're talking about Drake May. If we're having a Drake May conversation against very soft opponents, tough defense yesterday, but one of the worst teams in football in Cleveland, it tells you how soft the top is, doesn't it? That we quickly go to a Drake May conversation. It was a matter of a couple weeks ago, we were having a serious, and not just us, everybody, because the betting market put him in the top three, a Baker Mayfield conversation, who has done nothing over the last couple weeks. Yeah, he's dealing with an injury. Yeah, his teammates are injured, but still, like, the numbers are the numbers. That doesn't come into play when it comes to MVP. I would say right now that there's a real chance. If he keeps doing this, if the Colts continue to be this successful, he's the reason why. Yeah, I do think there's a chance, because there's no quarterback that's taken the award so far.
I don't have a slip on Taylor. I have nothing in pocket on Jonathan Taylor. I actually don't even have an MVP bet at all.
Same.
And I woke up this morning and checked the board and saw a 20. Obviously, you make that bet at 20, you understand full well that you did not get the best of the number. But through eight games, he's got 850 yards on the ground and 12 touchdowns. The record, you just sort of hinted at it, LaDainian Tomlinson had 28 rushing touchdowns in 06. 28. Taylor's almost halfway there in eight games. Now, he's got to stay healthy. But The way that that line is built, and the way that Shane Steichen plays football, he runs it. It's what he did in Philly when they got to a Super Bowl. Didn't win the Super Bowl, got there. And that's how they're playing in Indy. This whole thing has been building for years. He wanted to solidify the line, create the game, and run the ball. And this is literally, it's all coming to fruition this season. And Jonathan Taylor is reaping the benefits. And now you have a quarterback that you have to respect. At least defensively. If you're playing Indy, you have to respect Daniel Jones. You know he's not going to beat you, but you have to respect him. Last year, teams were just cramming the box against Anthony Richardson. It's like, he's not going to beat us on the field. We don't have to respect him. Daniel Jones, believe it or not, is making Jonathan Taylor much better.
Looking at spots, so far the toughest defense they face is back in week two against Denver. 29-28, Colts win. The defenses moving forward are going to be more challenging. At Kansas City in week 12, okay, against the Houston Texans, week 13, back-to-back tough defenses. Week 15 at Seattle, another tough one. You end the season at Houston. Wow, he's going to start facing some tough defenses moving forward. Would I bet him at 20-1? I would not. How about you?
I didn't get there. I just thought I'd ask you, and you would get me to the right position. You know, that game against Kansas City could dictate a lot, though. That'll be about a month from today, a little bit less. It's on November 23rd at Kansas City. Could be the MVP game right there between Mahomes and Taylor. Could be. I did not bet it. Maybe by the end of the show, I will. You know what I wish I did bet yesterday? Every favorite and every over. Dude, it's like – and you know what's funny? In the Chicago media contest, I actually picked four favorites this week, and I'm 3-1. I'm like, wow, is it this simple? You just pick the favorite and pick the over? I got a text this morning. I woke up. Jeff Schwartz texted the Bear Bets thread and said this week he went and counted, I think probably on his fingers, the favorites and the overs. From Thursday through last night, 22-2.
Against the spread?
20 wins, 2 losses, 2 pushes. That's favorites and overs NFL.
Holy cow. Holy cow. All right, so yesterday, the early games, the totals were like spot on. Yeah, there were some overs that hit, but there was luck. Buffalo, Carolina. It goes over by the hook. 49 points scored. 48.5 is the number. Chicago, Baltimore goes over by 1 point. Totals 45. 46 points are scored. That's close. Miami, Atlanta push. San Francisco, Houston push. Man, how locked in are they on a lot of these totals? It's not going to happen in every game. You know, games get wonky, but totals are tight, man. We're talking about a point or a hook or pushing in 4 games in the early portion, and we didn't have as many games yesterday as we normally have.
Only favorite not win outright. The Falcons, who were a 7-point favorite against Miami, and then, of course, the Jets. The Jets scored 23 points in the fourth quarter to nub the bartender. Bartender had Bengals, was feeling really good, and then he bartendered. Jets get 23 in the fourth and beat the Bengals 39-38. Every other favorite won the game and covered.
Wow. Okay, game day money. This stood out to me yesterday morning doing game day, doing the show here on the network. Jets. There was money on the Jets. I'm sure you talked about it as well. That number closed at 5.5. It was sitting 6.5 all freaking week. And then we got Jets money coming in hours before the game. Another game where I saw game day money, Houston. We got to 3. That number was floating, 1, 1.5, 2, 2.5. It eventually got to 3 when that game closed. I don't want to say easy winners, but we know what happened in the Jets game. They eventually come back and win the game. Crazy fourth quarter. Breece Hall did it all. 3 touchdowns, a couple rushing, 1 passing. Good on Justin Fields, man. His owner comes out and decides to put everything going wrong with the Jets organization on that quarterback. And I'm not the biggest Justin Fields fan, but what a performance from him. That Jets offense, 7.2 yards per play. A quick reminder, and I just couldn't get there on the Jets. I'm glad Paul pushed us in our contest plays during lightning bets. I couldn't get there, but I wanted to get there. The love for Flacco and the Bengals because of what happened last Thursday, it just went way too far for that defense to be favored by nearly a touchdown all week.
It really says a lot about how bad the Steelers' defense is, more than anything else to me. And if you really think about it, I saw this tweet from Underdog NFL. So at the time of this tweet, at 11:09 p.m. last night, Jordan Love had 360 passing yards and 3 touchdowns against this vaunted Steelers defense. Flacco had 342 and 3. Carson Wentz had 350 and 2 touchdowns. Give me a break with the Steelers defense. This is not an elite defense anymore. It has not been all season. Again, Carson Wentz threw for 350 yards. It's over. And guess what else happened yesterday? Not only did the Steelers lose, the Ravens won. And the Baltimore Ravens, with 2 wins, are -120 to win the division at BetMGM.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You can find us on Twitter, Sam at SB Shoot. I'm at Joe Ostrowski. I mentioned this morning. The Bears gave the Ravens life yesterday. If you look at the upcoming schedule for the Ravens, they are now favored in their next 8 games. Thursday night, they've got Miami. Then it's at Minnesota, at Cleveland, host the Jets, hosts the Bengals on Thanksgiving, hosts the Steelers at the Bengals, hosts the Patriots. Next eight games, Sam, they're all favored. And could they go 6-2, 7-1? Oh, yeah, they can. And the thinking is Lamar's going to be ready for Thursday.
This all shaped up so beautifully for the Bears, too. That luck box team, good, better, best, never let it rest. You get Tyler Huntley, and you can't beat Tyler Huntley. Uh-huh. Told us a lot about the Bears, did it not?
Yep. You better force turnovers. If not, you're in trouble. Caleb with a crucial interception that set up the go-ahead touchdown for the Baltimore Ravens. You knew it was a smash spot for the Ravens. The only thing that gave you pause is like, oh, of course, Saturday the news comes out. Lamar is out. We loved the Ravens all week. Loved them. Kept talking about it. We took them in our contest, -6.5. We're like, let's go. Let's go, Ravens. And then the quarterback's out. Like, okay, when did they know the quarterback's out? Harbaugh's getting in some trouble for this one. They might lose a draft pick or two. It'd be fascinating to see how the league ends up handling this one. I mentioned game day money on Houston. We disagreed in this game. Confirmed what I was thinking. I wish I would have gone harder on this game throughout the week. That Niners defense is in trouble moving forward. 475 yards for the Texans, Sam.
In the Chicago media contest, I flipped to Houston yesterday. I did.
Good on you. Good on you.
I did.
Good flip. Joe O, Sammy P, I want to talk more about that because I was a little surprised the way you were leaning earlier in the week, but you got on the right page. All right, Monday Night Football breakdown, Commanders Chiefs tonight. This is Bet Switch.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's football season, and you gotta keep up with the action. Listen in to Pushing the Pile, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network with Mike Renner, Kyle Long, and now me, JP Acosta, for smart analysis of everything between the lines. With four episodes a week, Sunday night recaps, film review, power tiers, and weekly previews, you will know ball. Stick with us until one team lifts the Lombardi. Follow and listen to Pushing the Pile on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rashee Rice makes his season debut last week, and what happened? Two touchdowns there as the voice of Jim Nantz. Seven grabs, 42 yards in his season debut. You knew he'd make an impact. He certainly did. What about the players that will make an impact tonight? Let's talk about it. This is Bet Sweats, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich with you. Thanks for hanging out with us on this Monday morning. We are here weekdays 9 a.m. to noon Eastern time. All right, the Chiefs are favored by 11. It's a high total of 48, a high total with a backup quarterback on one side. Sam, this is something you don't see a ton. We had a number of backups involved yesterday, and all of those totals were dropping. This one dropped a little bit, but maybe you would think it would drop a little bit more. But obviously the expectation is Kansas City does much of the damage when it comes to the total of 48. Chiefs by double digits. The Chiefs destroy the Raiders last week. Keep that in mind. A lot of chatter when we talk about the Chiefs, everyone runs to the offensive stuff. And that's certainly fair. And we do a lot of that as well. You can't forget about what this defense is doing. This defense, if you look at just different areas, whether it's against the pass, against the run, overall, against this position, against that position, the Chiefs rank as one of the best defenses just about in every category. I'm not saying they're at the Denver level. I'm not putting them with Houston, but maybe a half notch below. KC is right there, and that defense certainly needs some love.
As for the number, if you took the dog when we talked about it last Friday, you got a good number. I thought I bet 12.5, and then this morning I looked. I actually have 13. I don't know how I got a 13, but I do have plus 13. So we have certainly seen that number come down a ton. from 13, a lot of 12 and a half on Friday, but now we're sitting 11, 11, 11, 11, 10 and a half, 11, 11, 11. So there's been an appetite to bet Washington. I think a lot of that is because you do have McLaurin and Debo both likely to play. So that was the question that I sort of asked myself on Friday. Is it better to have Jaden Daniels and no weapons or Marcus Mariota and weapons? I think the answer is clearly the latter. Now, just because I have a good number doesn't mean I'm going to win. I'm still terrified of losing 34 to 10 or something like that. But I thought 13, 12 and a half was too high. And clearly that sentiment was accurate. Now, I almost said the R word. The Commanders have to do their job still, which when you have a backup talking about Redskins, of course. Every time I almost say Redskins, I stop myself and say I almost did a bad thing. But anyways, I don't feel good about it, even though I got a good number is how I feel.
Yes. So you'd rather have Mariota with McLaurin and Debo
than Daniels without. With nothing. Then Daniels with Luke McCaffrey.
Yeah, that's interesting. It's certainly a fair point, especially when you're going up against this team. But there's a number for a reason. You were ahead of the market on that one, so good call. Would you bet it at 11 if you're coming in blind? Yeah, I don't think I would either. Yeah, it's tough. Tough scene. I hate that I'm here. Because we heard enough about it as the NFL and the broadcast partners were trying to push the narrative. But, man, we saw it last night. I mean, Tucker Kraft was awesome. Dude, that guy looked like Gronk last night. He looked like Prime Kelsey. Prime Kelsey. Not the Kelsey that we have right now, but the one of yesteryear. But I did end up looking at that angle because this Washington defense has allowed 4 touchdowns to the tight end position. Just last week, they gave up 2 to Ferguson. Pitts got into the end zone. Kraft earlier this year got into the end zone. And the Kelsey numbers, 3.5 receptions, 40.5 yards. You know, I started looking at a handful of tight ends just because it's tight end day. We were talking about it yesterday morning during game day. I'm like, oh, wow. All of these premier tight ends, the ones projected to have good days, they're all plus one, at least plus 150 range. Everybody. At least. I'm like, oh, Kelsey's a favorite to score a touchdown. The best price you can get is like $1.07, $1.10, where you have to lay it for Kelsey to score a touchdown. Now, is that because they know he's going to get money? Because, oh, it's national tight end and everybody's going to jump in on the biggest name tight end out there and it's a pretty good matchup? Or is that, no, it's this is a good number. He should be minus 110 to score an anytime touchdown. I do like Kelsey. I don't know if touchdown is the way, but maybe with yards at 40.5 or certainly looking at receptions as well. Washington, not great at stopping the position.
Did you remember that it was National Tight Ends Day, or did you see it in the family calendar, by the way?
Both. Saw it in the family calendar. Oh, okay. That's how I was reminded yesterday morning because, you know, Saturday was busy. The Sunday morning show starts an hour before this show, which is early enough. And so, like, I'm kind of blind in the morning, and I don't get up as early as I do for these shows. And I did pull it up in the family calendar. I did look at the calendar for the day. I'm like, oh, yeah, it is. I forgot. They've been talking about it for a week. The league tries to make this a big thing. I don't know. There were a number of them that were producing. I'll tell you that, man. A lot of them end up getting into the end zone. Some no-name guys, some big-name guys. But I do think Kelsey is involved. But the big question, does it count for today? Because it was National Tight End Day. Trey McBride's tweeting out, hey, this is not fair. I'm on bye, and all these guys get to celebrate National Tight End Day, and I'm not allowed to play football, which I think is certainly a fair point by him. Totally unfair. Maybe they feed him next week. Keep that in mind. But I did remember because I saw it in the calendar, and I am thinking, though, Kelsey, this is a good spot for him. And we've seen some more, and there's going to be attention on the other receivers, the guys that just returned to the team in recent weeks, too. So it could leave an opening for Kelsey.
I think you have the right idea, though. Touchdown. I think you just go with it because you're kind of shifting toward the yardage thing, and you're going to be so mad if he has three catches for 10 yards and a touchdown. You're going to be so mad if you don't take the touchdown bet.
All right, let's go. I was looking at first touchdown, which is 6-1. Not a great price, but I could totally see it happening tonight. Yeah, let's go touchdown. That's fine. Bet it earlier rather than later because couldn't you see tonight? Like it's game time. Oh, yeah, it's Kelce, $1.25.
Yep, easily. Yep, you want to bet that right now because you still have, what, 10 hours until kick? 11 hours or so? That price is going to keep climbing. I already see the yardage prop at 43.5 at a couple places. God, they are juicing you to death on the receptions, too. Over 3.5, minus 135, minus 140.
They I would are do juicing 5 plus Travis if I Kelce. Did that. Yeah, I would do 5+ if you go that route. But you're right. Mm-hmm. Touchdown's a better play.
He is close to, I believe, getting near his season touchdown number. Because I remember we talked about it in the summer when they started hanging props on all these players, and he was at 4.5. Well, I guess he's not close. He has 2. Well, it's all relative, I guess, at that point. He's got 2.
He's close. He's really close.
It's easy to be close to your number when it's 4.5. So he's got 2 touchdown catches, and the number was 4.5. So I would think he's live to get there if he stays healthy. That was a very low number. And, if you catch one today, you're good because then you'll have 3. You only need 2 more.
He only had 3 last year. So, yeah, I think he's going to get there. I think he'll certainly get there, especially now that everybody's back. Like before, there was so much attention paid to him. Now, and not so much. Like he's the 3rd or 4th guy on that offense as far as that goes. Anything else you're interested in? Any other angle that you find worth talking about?
No, I feel good about having the 13. Like I said, the total surprisingly has come down. This game, I saw them open in Vegas at like 50.5 or 51, and now we're at 48. Now, obviously there's a lot to do with that because Daniels is not playing, but I really don't feel like this offense is going to skip that much of a beat because you get the weapons back. So I really think it's hard for the books to quantify, yes, Daniels is out, but Daniels has been playing with Paul Aspen and Jake Hassan at wide receivers. So it's like, all right, now you get McLaurin back, who's on my fantasy team, need a big night from him, and you get Debo back. So as long as Mariota gets the ball out quickly, I think they can score. I do.
All right. That's our breakdown for Monday night. More on yesterday. One of the games that we have not talked about at all, New England-Cleveland. And yeah, New England was supposed to win, and they did. They did it in convincing fashion. Kind of mad at myself. I didn't end up getting to the New England side. I was just dead set on this spot. Wasn't great. But when you think about this matchup, the only thing that Cleveland can do offensively is run the football. And the Patriots are great at stopping the run. So now you put everything on the rookie quarterback on the road going against a team that's feeling really good about themselves. Probably wasn't set up to be a great day for Cleveland, but it was a 9-7 game at halftime. It was. We've seen this a number of weeks now, Sam, where Patriots start slow, and then they really take over once you get into second quarter, second half of the game, where they were trailing early on against Cleveland. They were trailing against Tennessee, I want to say, early on. But then they just completely take over when the deep ball is working with May. They're hard to stop. They're hard to keep up with. But, yeah, wow. 32-13. The closing number was 7. Patriots keep on rolling. They're 6-2.
Drake May now, according to Sumer Sports, on deep balls, this is 20-plus yards down the field. He's 17 of 26 for 533 yards. He's literally one of the best deep ball throwers in the entire league. And they broke it down in their weekly email. The subheader is, it's gonna be May, because that hasn't been used enough in the last year or so. But according to Sumer Sports, he's delivered at an above 50th percentile EPA per dropback in every single game. They use the term fantastic. And they say he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league and one of the best deep ball throwers in the league by the numbers. I don't need numbers to see what I see, too. I mean, you watch him throw, and you're like, man, that's a pretty throw. There was one against who did they play last week? He threw one. I just like, wow, what a throw. It was during the chaos of the cookout at my house. I can't remember who they were playing. But he just throws a pretty – yes, exactly. He just throws – he throws a pretty football. And Kayshon Booty's been the recipient of a ton of those balls down the field. That connection is something between those two.
A lot of numbers you look at. If you're into metrics like EPA, pass EPA, yards per attempt, all that stuff, there are two names that are a constant. The very top. Drake May and Daniel Jones. And yesterday, you take a look at it. I was looking at completion percentage over expectation. Number one, Drake May. Number two, Daniel Jones. Like lockstep. Mm-hmm. They were 15-5 and 15-3. Then you have a gap before you get to third was Hurts on that list in the 12s. But week after week, when you look at not only your traditional numbers, but you peel back the curtain a little bit, these guys are performing at the highest level, an MVP-type level. Man, yeah. Daniel Jones, he's just not going to get credit when it comes to this category of MVP, just because we started the Jonathan Taylor conversation. When you think about that Colts offense, who's most responsible? It's going to be Taylor, right? Like, Jones isn't going to get any love for any award.
I don't think so. And it's not really fair because he's doing everything he's supposed to do and then some. But Taylor is the touchdown monster, and people like touchdowns. And when you could put a fat number on it, say he gets 30 touchdowns, if he does, and breaks the record for single-season rushing touchdowns, he's the star. If he gets 30 touchdowns, he's arguably the best player in the league this year.
We liked Philly yesterday. That was easy,
yeah,
I'd say. Certainly early, you felt good about it. Not that you want this news, but Scadaboo goes down for the season. Awful for the Giants. You got Neighbors down for the year as well, but you're right, Saquon, rushing attack. 276 rushing yards for the Eagles on this Giants defense. We figured it was going to be a revenge spot, and just the way things were lining up, like, okay, the deep ball is working for Hurts. We weren't concerned that A.J. Brown was going to be missing in this game. Saquon, don't forget about Tank Bigsby. He also went for over 100 yards, but it reminded you of last year's version of the Eagles.
The Giants also stink. I never understood, and we talked about this Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. The Eagles were a 7-point favorite in New Jersey, and then they were a 7-point favorite at home against the same team. It never really made sense. Saquon, by the way, says he's fine. He did leave with a groin injury, but he said he's fine. He's going to be fine. We'll see. First carry, Joe, against that team he knows pretty well, 65 yards. First touch. That was that you brought that up. The rushing prop was like 82, 83 and a half. Take.
Yeah. Yeah. That was easy early on. No doubt about it. We probably should have talked more about that revenge spot for Saquon, too. But he's faced him a number of times at this point. But, yep, Eagles get home. No doubt about that one. Case of the Mondays on the other side. What bothered you from over the weekend? I think we have a few things on our list. Joe O, Sammy P, this is Bet Sweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's football season, and you gotta keep up with the action. Listen in to Pushing the Pile, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network with Mike Renner, Kyle Long, and now me, JP Acosta, for smart analysis of everything between the lines. With four episodes a week, Sunday night recaps, film review, power tiers, and weekly previews, you will know ball. Stick with us until one team lifts the Lombardi. Follow and listen to Pushing the Pile on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Might need an hour for this segment on this Monday. Case of the Mondays, whatever bothered you from over the weekend, betting, sports, life, let you have at it. Bet underscore sweats over on X. Sam at SB Shoot. I'm at Joe Ostrowski if you want to chime in as well. I'm sure a lot of you chiming in on the chat on YouTube and Twitch as well. Thanks for hanging out if you're watching on those platforms. Sam, where do you want to start things off on this week's Case of the Mondays?
I'd like to start by saying that I like dogs. I'm not an anti-dog person. I just don't need to see any more of the Herb Street dogs. I'm tapped. It's over. I no longer care, and now I see them and I get angry. This is on the heels of him playing fetch with the dog in the hotel hallway, which, whether you like dogs or not, is insane. Like, I remember being like, I quote tweeted the tweet and wrote N-O period. And people, oh, he hates dogs. No, I don't. I don't hate dogs. I don't want your dog running through the hotel hallway playing fetch. I think that's a very fair thing. So now Herb Street is just pissing it up a notch. And we brought it up beginning of the show. He brought not one, not two, but three dogs. So he brought Peter, Bo, and Mitch, all three goals to Vandy. Mitch, yes. Peter, Bo, and Mitch. After Ben passed last week or last season, I lose track because there's so many dogs now. Yes. So Ben passed. He was carting Ben. As Ben was dying, he was carting Ben across the country on a jet. I'm sure the dog loved that. So then Ben passes. And he cries on national television, very sad moment. And then, oh, next week, got a new dog. Okay, got it. Fine. This, though, was it for me. Like, it has jumped the shark. It is too much. Vandy also complied with it. Vandy created a locker for all three dogs. The dogs are running all over the field, probably pissing everywhere. It's just like, we don't need this anymore. Do we need to take three dogs, really, to the game? I've had enough, man, and I like dogs. I don't need that. I don't want to see it. I don't care anymore.
There's some people that used to bring their dog to work at this network. How did you feel about that? Really? Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, like,
if you had to deal with it, imagine you're in the office and you've got one of the co-hosts, like, let's say it's normal days, normal times, and we're all sharing a studio. So we have more interaction. Shows are probably better. Not as much lag time. That's a good thing, right? But the evening host is coming in an hour before their show. And they've got their dog. And the dog's in the office. How would you feel about that?
I don't know. Was it a well-trained dog?
Oh, boy. You don't know? You're going off about Herb Street. And you're not even there. It's on TV. You don't even have to deal with it. But you'd be like, oh, I'd be okay with it. I might be okay with it if it's a well-trained dog. Come on.
I mean, but there's a difference when you jam your dogs down our throat on national television. Like, I get it. You love your dogs. We all love our pets. But I don't need the dogs to have lockers at Vanderbilt. Like, it's ridiculous.
I missed all of this because we played on Saturday morning, so I missed this whole, and we had to drive like an hour to get there, and you got to get there early, so I didn't see any of this. So I didn't, this was all news to me when you started talking about it earlier. I'm like, oh, I didn't know there was a new event, and he had three dogs with him. God, he craves attention. He really does. Man, it's kind of sad. All right. Confirmed, Sam hates dogs. He hates children because he complains about them on all of his flights. So that's where we're at.
No, don't bring the baby on the red eye from Vegas. Like, that, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree.
If you're flying the red eye from Vegas, leave your baby.
Red eye and anytime. I would never bring my kid to Vegas. What are they going to do in Vegas? I mean, I know people have family, but that maybe they weren't gambling. But I don't know why people have their children in Las Vegas. That makes no sense to me either. I'm with you there. Anything else that you want to throw out there?
No, I'm good.
Not right now? You good?
No. Better time.
We'll have more time. Yeah. Friday Feels segment from Friday. Listen to that. I'll just say that. Atlanta Falcons freaking blow, dude. Are you serious? You're coming off an embarrassing Sunday night performance. You're coming back home. Yeah, I know. You don't have Drake London. I get it. You don't have Michael Penix. Was Michael Penix anything great from what I've seen? We've got the trade deadline a little over a week from now, and I keep hearing people talk about Kirk Cousins. How did he help things yesterday? Oh, my God. The Dolphins are a dumpster fire. We're putting them last week in our bottom five teams in the league, and they smoked you in your house. And this is not the first time it's happened to the Atlanta Falcons. Like, just they're just that team. If they ever get any hype, anybody believing them, and I fall for it in the offseason, they're going to be, you know, a 500 team at the end of the year, right around there, 8-9, 9-8, whatever. But when you expect them to do something, when they are set up to do something in a great spot, you've got Bijan, arguably the best running back in the league. 25 yards, Sam. 25 yards. I could not believe what was happening in that game. This Dolphins run defense can't stop anybody. And the Falcons didn't stick with it, and they couldn't get anything done. That was embarrassing. I had way too many spots on Survivor. I was really pissed off about it. I had my focus on three teams. One of them goes tonight in the Chiefs. The Colts was easy. We talked about it. If you have any Colts, just use it this week. This is the spot. And that was not a sweat at all. I lost some spots due to the Falcons. So that really pissed me off. Screw the Falcons. That was annoying. What else? Oh, yeah. Since I talked about it, I might as well follow up. We decided to have no offense and no defense in the championship game. Worst offense, worst defense all season of our 12 games in fall ball. Let's do it in the championship game. So, you know, with the Falcons losing, with what happened on Saturday morning, you're dealing with it with Herb Street. Perfect for how this week has gone. Let's just say I am happy that it is Monday morning, Sam, because it means we have started a new week. I really needed to turn the page on last week.
I didn't realize, by the way, since you brought up the Falcons, I knew it was bad. I hadn't looked at the box score until just now.
Oh, my God.
How did he only have 9 carries? How?
I remember there was a bad fumble. They were actually driving, entering the red zone, and he had a fumble there, which was like, that was my last hope on that drive. It was brutal. But it was hard. Like, I'm like, 213 yards against this crap defense in total. And Tua looked like the best we've ever seen from him. 4 touchdown passes. He's without his main guy, and he's just spreading it everywhere. Did you see? I've got to send it to you. So you didn't see the it's basically the same play, same result. Tua to Waddle from Alabama. And I believe that was a championship game. In the same place, because it was at Mercedes-Benz. It was like, wow, I couldn't believe it. But yeah, Tua was awesome. They were 7-for-15 on 3rd and 4th down. They couldn't end drives. And hand up, I'm someone who has given this Atlanta Falcons defense a little bit of credit here. How improved they are. The young guys are coming through. They looked like complete trash yesterday. They couldn't do anything. I wasn't even worried that London was out there. Oh, Kirk Cousins, it's fine. It doesn't even matter. Penix hasn't done much anyways. It's all about this run game, and Bijan is going to run wild over this Dolphins defense. Not the case. Maybe Mike McDaniel stays through the end of the season.
This is how Miami used to operate on 3rd and 4th down. Back when McDaniel first got there, they were very dangerous, and that danger has subsided. But a strange result. We get a lot of them in NFL seasons. A 7-point favorite loses by 24. That's just a disaster if you're Atlanta. Just a disaster. But you can't trust Atlanta. We've talked about that. Every time they win a big game, they take two steps back. So they win the big one against Buffalo and go loss, loss. That's what the Falcons do. That's who the Falcons are. I was also pissed on Saturday because I had Mizzou and they're tied. I can't remember if it's 3-3 or 7-7. It doesn't matter. They're tied and they have first and goal against Vandy. And if you score, there's a good chance you take control and win this game. They get to second and goal at the 3. You have one of the best running backs in the country in Hardy. Give him the ball 3 times. 3 times. You give him the ball, right? Second and goal at the 3. They run some weird play. It gets stuffed. So now it's 3rd and goal at the 2. Again, you have one of the best running backs in the country. They decide to pass on 3rd and goal at the 2, incomplete. And then on 4th and goal at the 2, they run the quarterback who I thought at the time he broke his leg, and then they carted him off the field. And I'm like, oh, perfect. 2nd and goal from the 3, and you don't give your all-world running back 3 cracks at the end zone. They get stuffed. The quarterback gets carted off the field, and they lose the game. I'm like, well, that about does it for that bet. You know, you couldn't get in, and now the quarterback's hurt.
Yeah, a lot from over the weekend to talk about as far as college football. Of course, we will get to the firing of one Brian Kelly, some of the other results, and then there's some okay games next week, but it kind of it feels like it's shaping up to how it was this past week. We're not getting those mega matchups. It just isn't working out right now at this point in the season, and it's kind of ho-hum with the Heisman race too. Kind of like the NFL MVP, you're waiting for somebody to take over. We're waiting for somebody to take over when it comes to the Heisman race. We'll get to that coming up in the next hour. Up next, Jason LaConfora, Odyssey NFL Insider, will drop by. We'll also talk some trade deadline, as well as everything else happening around the league. This is Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern. You've got Bet Sweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's football season, and you gotta keep up with the action. Listen in to Pushing the Pile, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network with Mike Renner, Kyle Long, and now me, JP Acosta, for smart analysis of everything between the lines. With 4 episodes a week, Sunday night recaps, film review, power tiers, and weekly previews, you will know ball. Stick with us until one team lifts the Lombardi. Follow and listen to Pushing the Pile on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.